Today marks the 69th anniversary of the Imperial Japanese Navy's bombing of Dutch Harbor. The two-day bombing raid claimed the lives of 78 Americans and 10 Japanese and began the Second World War's bloody 14-month Aleutian Islands campaign. KUCB's Jacob Resnick reports.
The deadly raid came June 3, 1942. At the time, there was little reported on the attack in the United States, though it was glorified the following year in Report from the Aleutians, a propaganda film commissioned by the U.S. Army Signal Corps and directed and narrated by famed filmmaker John Huston.
And of Dutch Harbor, American land-based planes from secret American airfields swarmed down, seemingly out of nowhere, to knock out one, two troop-filled transports, three heavy cruisers, two destroyers, and one aircraft carrier.
Well, the clip that we just heard is a complete fallacy. There's not a bit of truth to it.
That's Unalaska high school history teacher Jeff Dickrell.
It claims that we sunk about seven ships. We didn't even hit one. So we barely found them and didn't even hit one.
In 2002, Dickrell published Center of the Storm, which details the Aleutian experience during the Second World War. He says, in many ways, the bombing put Dutch Harbor on the map.
Pretty much nobody had heard of it prior to that. It kind of was out there in the ether. From the turn of the century, people knew of it as a transient port. But when the bombing came, yeah, it definitely put it on the map, even though they kept it very down low.
In Unalaska, I'm Jacob Resnick.
The gray, blind hell.